I was born on the 9th of December 1916 in Kirk's Harbour, which is an outskirt of Augsburg. We lived in a very spacious villa. We lived on the first floor, and Lee and her parents lived on the ground floor. My parents were very loving, well-adjusted people, and in our home there was harmony, and we did a lot of things together, going for walks, going swimming, and all sorts of things. We weren't terribly orthodox, but we still had a kosher household. We closed our business on all the holidays. We went to synagogue on all the holidays. We were, in a way, very observing, and religion was a big part of our everyday life. I was an only child, but I never missed the company of other children, as I had lots of cousins who lived all very close. My father had 6 brothers, and they all lived in the same street, only about a couple of 100 yards from each other, and they all had families, so there were always plenty of cousins to play with. And of course, with Lee and her parents living in the same house, Lee had a brother, Siegbert, who unfortunately died when he came to Great Britain, were my little cousins. They were 8 years younger than me, and I had a lot of fun with them, taking them out in the pram, and also when they were older, we were all very close. That's why I'm still so very close to my cousin Lee. After all, we have grown up together. When I was 6 years old, I went to the local school, which, lucky for me, was just across the road from us. And I stayed there for 4 years. I was quite a good pupil, quite ambitious, and enjoyed my school days. When I was 10, I went to school into Augsburg. It was a lyceum, and it was girls only, where I stayed for 6 years and graduated there. My school days were all very enjoyable, and there was neither any anti-Semitism or anything, especially in the school in town. When it came to the later classes, we were 12 pupils, and out of the 12 pupils, 6 of them were Jewish, so there couldn't have been much anti-Semitism. After 6 years, we graduated with white caps and buns round the shoulders, and there was always a big ball for the graduates, where your mothers usually came as your chaperone, but it was most enjoyable. After school, I went to a sewing class for a year, and in Augsburg, we had a Jewish sports club. It originally was only a tennis club, which we all joined, but later on, as we couldn't join any other clubs anymore, they extended it to all sorts of gymnastic and sports, as there was plenty of room there, and there was also a clubhouse, and all the Jewish people of Augsburg, all the young ones, congregated there, and it was a nice, friendly atmosphere. One had chats, and we played ball, we played handball and running and tennis and all the things we wanted to do. It was most enjoyable. After I had been to the sewing school, my parents thought it would be a good idea if I was going a bit away from home for my further education. We put an advert in the paper. There was a big Jewish paper in Germany called the Familienblatt, looking for a place where you didn't earn any money and you didn't pay, just more or less what you call Haustochter. a couple from Leipzig answered, and I went to them. They were very nice people. They had one son and they were in the fur trade, but as they had come from the East and we all had lived in Germany all our life, it was quite a different life there altogether, and I was desperately homesick. I was so homesick that I went to the station to see the trains go away. I didn't tell my parents that I was so homesick, but one day my uncle, who lived in Nuremberg, came up to Leipzig on business and visited me, and he realized how homesick I was. He said straight away I should pack my case and come back home. Why I was so homesick, I really don't know, but I was literally ill with being homesick. When I came back to Augsburg, I joined a firm who sold wine and spirits to pubs and to smaller shops, and I got a job there in the office. As a matter of fact, I was a proper apprentice and I served my 3 years of apprenticeship, and very much liked it there, because in my free time I went a lot to the Jewish sports club and we went swimming, and some of our friends had a house in the country where we all went. I always had a lot of friends to go out with. It all went very well till the 9th of November came along. There was no anti-Semitism and we were really not all that worried about things. When I came to work, the foreman of the firm said straight away I should go home and not come back. So of course we soon knew then what had happened to all the Jewish businesses. They were all been taken over and a lot of people were arrested. My father was very lucky. He wasn't arrested. I don't know why. Somehow they might have overlooked him. Two of his brothers were arrested, but he and the other ones weren't arrested, which of course was a big bonus. Most of the people who were arrested were sent to Dachau and stayed there for quite a while. It was a bitter cold winter and people there had a very rough time. I myself was very eager to get out of Germany and wrote to all possible relations abroad to get an affidavit or get some papers. I forgot to mention I had a boyfriend, Berthold Westheimer, who lives now in the States, and we were really very close. We weren't engaged, but there was kind of an understanding that we would get married. He was lucky. He had papers already to go to America, so he left the country already before the 9th of November. I had a cousin in South Africa, the son of one of my uncles who lived still in Germany, who had some business connections in Great Britain, in Bradford, and one of his daughters wanted two mates, and they were good enough to give us papers. So I and my friend Irene got the papers and could go to Bradford. We got all our things together. I knew very little about Irene because Irene lived in Stuttgart and we lived in Augsburg. I knew her sister better because she used to come in school holidays to my aunt and we would play together. But I knew very little of Irene.